The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabolujo. We have the rare privilege of hosting the national president, the Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria. He's my mentor, he's my pastor, he's my egmont, he's my counselor, and he's always in support of everything that we do. He is Mr. Bayo Olubemi. Good evening, sir.
Thank you, Abayomi. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. Despite your busy schedule, I want to appreciate your creating the time. We are going to be discussing very important issues. Please, you should help pick your phone, make a call to a friend, because this is the kind of program you should actually listen to at this point in time. Now, sir, as the national president of the Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria. Now, we saw the auditor reports from the banks, particularly for 2020. We're talking about the year where there was this lockdown because of COVID. But most of them reported positive earnings to the market. You should be able to tell us what factors that could be adduced to those performances we saw from those banks.
Thank you very much. It's not only peculiar to Nigeria. I think about a day or two ago, I was listening to, or I read the news from the US that the Congress, Congressional Committee on Money Market or whatever, wants to call bank CEOs in US to come and explain the reason for the very good performance despite COVID-19. So it's not peculiar to Nigeria. And for Nigeria, I think what happened was our fiscal and the monetary authorities took some proactive steps to ensuring that the impact of COVID-19 was not negative, not too negative on the economy and on the banks themselves. For instance, through the CBN and some other development banks like Bank of Industry, BOI, and DBN, there were some incentives, there were some palliatives that were released, including the reduction in interest rate for intervention funds from CBN. It was reduced from 9% to 5%. And also, there were also moratorium granted to debtors. In fact, the banks were actually asked to renegotiate interest rates. They were asked to restructure loan payment periods. And this, in a way, of course, the banks will earn their interest. It helped the bank to earn more interest. It also helped the risk sector or the bank debtors to be able to restructure and repackage. And of course, the banks before 2020 have, most of the banks, if not all the banks, especially the deposit money banks, they've embraced technology, digital space. They were there through e-money, FBM, mobile money, and all of them. All of them have one form of mobile money or the other. And that actually helped them when the pandemic, especially the lockdown, the kind of money that was moved or transaction on the digital space was much more than ever before. And of course, for every digital transfer, you earn some money.
Some people will talk about plan B, whatever plan, as far as the country is concerned. For most of us, we only have Nigeria as our only plan. As a foremost banker in Nigeria, what would be your recommendation for young people that are just graduating from the university? What do you think they really can do so as to make living in Nigeria so comfortable?
I want to encourage Nigerian youths that the era of, is it called white collar job?
Yeah.
Is fast
over.
No, I won't say it's over. it's fast becoming a thing of the past. And we need to actually put our thinking cap. And I can assure you, I can tell you this, we have a lot of young guys who are very entrepreneurial in their thinking. I mean, I give example of my own son, one of my sons who read law, himself and his friends, the other friend read law, one read medicine. But they decided to try entrepreneurship. And they came in with this idea of bike riding, bicycle, not motorcycle, bicycle. They call it our bike. And today they are in some universities, just like you go to the City of London and other places, you see bike riding very, very important. In Oyo State Secretariat, you have people riding bike now. In fact, the governor of Oyo State launched it, not I think about 2 months ago. They are already signing with Lagos State. What are they doing? They know that it's not very easy to get job easy, but they are creating jobs for people on their own. So also, there's nothing wrong with somebody who read psychology, learning how to code. Today, the richest men in this world are IT guys. They are IT guys. They are in the digital space. Look at Zoom. He wrote these codes as far back as 2012, waiting for last year's opportunity. Mm-hmm. Some of us have been using Zoom before last year, yes, but it became more popular during the lockdown and the pandemic. So our youth should start thinking of what to do. Go and reskill, retool. You don't have to read computer science or IT to be a coder or a code reader or a code writer. You can actually even read Yoruba, be a Yoruba, and begin to write code. It's about training.
What about access to funding? I know that every entrepreneurial endeavor will actually need funding. How easy do you think it is for young people as entrepreneurs to access funding?
Let me start this way. Funding should not be your first priority when you're talking about it's the last of all the consideration. The first is the concept. What is your passion? Put it down in writing. Let me tell you, we have people who are ready to invest in you if you are honest and your progress is bankable. I mean, one friend of ours came to us to start a diagnosis center. He has the idea. He's a medical doctor, doesn't have the money. But when we saw the idea that it's bankable, many of us went to the bank to borrow money on our own account to invest in that business.
Wow.
A diagnosis center is now in Lekki. They're just coming up, and we are believing God. They just got approval for additional loan from BOI. But it was because some of us contributed to it. My son that I mentioned about, some people had actually contributed to that idea before I came into it as a father. Some other guy who believed that these guys are doing 1 million a year, 500,000 a year. And by the time I saw it, this is true, let me contribute my own too. So when you have a bankable project, people will be willing to
support. Let's come to your primary area of operation. This issue will always emanate, come to the fore at different times. So I'm sure there are so many people here now, and then they have issues with their past dividend. So in a nutshell, what are the procedures to really ensure that still dividend and some that they didn't even know how to go about it, what is the simple procedure to ensuring that all these dividends are reclaimed?
Thank God for the effort of the market regulator and participants. Things have changed over the years. Before now, you have to post dividend to people here and there. They may not get it. When they get it, because it is small, they keep it somewhere. But today, with what we call the EDMSS, Electronic Dividend Management System. With that, in collaboration with SEC, the Stock Exchange, the CSCS, the stockbrokers, and the registrars, it is easier today, especially between us and the banks. Unlike those days when you want to do your electronic dividend payment, you go to the bank, you give them a form, they stamp the form, you bring the form to the registrar. Registrar go back to the bank to confirm whether it's genuine or not before they do anything. It takes time. But today, go to your bank. Obtain the form of the registrar's concern. Fill the form in the bank. The bank submits it to the bank. The bank will upload it to a portal managed by NIPS, banks, and ourselves. Registrars can pick it from the portal. From there, we just do our internal KYC thing. And we we do your bank mandate, and we don't just pay the current dividend. We look back every outstanding that is not status bar. Even if you have returned it to the company, because normally after 15 months, you return on claim dividend to the company 90%, we keep 10%. That 10% is to serve people who come to claim the past ones. But even after that money has gone out, we can go back to the company and say, hey, please give us more money. We have utilized the 10%. So it is easier now to claim your money than before. But people, a lot of people are still not claiming, but that's improved
tremendously.
And of course, when we have your bank details, the same day that the dividend is approved by the AGM or if it's interim by your board, we pay. Yes. But when you don't have your bank account, there's no way we can pay. So please, let's continue to educate the investors, the need for them to give the registrars their updated bank details so that we can pay their dividend.
I want to say a very big thank you to you for being with us. Before I allow you to go, are there other issues you want to briefly in the next 1-2 minutes tackle, maybe as encouragement to those that are still standing by and still thinking of what happened to their investments in 2008, or there are some people that are still thinking that the stock market is just a form of gambling or whatever?
I used to ask a question. The fact that you have accident, does that mean you don't enter car again?
No.
You have to. Yes, if you must travel from Lagos to Ibadan, you can trek.
That's true, sir.
Even from here to the express, yes, you can't trek, okay, unless you want to jog. But ordinarily, you want to enter a car.
That's true.
So the fact that you have an accident doesn't mean you not enter a car again. Because of the 2008
issues,
that doesn't mean you should not invest in the capital market again. Let me tell you, during the pandemic,
yes, sir,
a lot of people, including me, yes, bought some shares. In fact, I regretted that I sold within 1 month. But even I regret, within 1 month, I got some 25% return. Within 1 month,
without sweating. That was a COVID year.
Yeah, COVID year.
During the lockdown.
Between March and April, I was hasty in selling. I bought a particular stock for 11 naira. Within 1 month, I sold at 16 naira.
Wow.
What are you talking about? And people, the only thing is you have to be consistent, you have to be watchful, you have to be careful, and you have to get a broker or investment advisor, and you yourself have to work on a daily basis, you monitor. I mean, within 1 month, two like that. One was 3 naira, 20 kobo, so that 5 naira.
Wow.
One was 11 naira, in fact, 10 naira something. I sold at 16 naira. That stock has gone to 25 dollars, back to 22 or 23 now. So people are still making money in the capital market. As they say in my language, olowo, lolowo. When you have money, invest in the capital market, but don't buy to hold. Watch it and move from time to time.
Right. Thank you so much. I'm very sure that at other time when we call you, we'll be available. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Mr. Bayo Olugbemi, who is the current national president, the Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria.
By the grace of God, I'm going to be around here tomorrow. Until then, I remain just sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Opapulito. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.